Today's journey through aesthetic realms will be presented in Sinhalese and English with subtitles in Arabic, all axis of Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Slovenian, Spanish, and Thai. අයිබන් කාරුණික නරබන්නනි සුප්‍රීම් මාස ටෙලිවිෂන් සේවයේ සෞන්දර්යාත්මක රාජයන් හරහා කෙරෙන ආධ්‍යාත්මික සංචාරය තුළින් අපි ඔබව සාදරයෙන් පිළිගනිමු. අද දින කැනඩාවේ ඔටාවා නුවර පිහිටුවා ඇති ශ්‍රී ලංකා යෞවන නර්තන කණ්ඩායමේ නිර්මාතෘ හා සභාපතිනිය වන රුක්මල් ගුණසේකර මහත්මිය හා සමාජිකයින් සමග පැවති සම්මුඛ සාකච්ඡාව මගින් ශ්‍රී ලාංකික නර්තනයෙන් පිළිබිඹු වන සංස්කෘතික වටිනාකම් හා සම්ප්‍රදායික නර්තනය අන්තර්ජාතික සංස්කෘතික අවබෝධය ප්‍රවර්ධනය කිරීමට සහාය වෙන්නේ කෙසේද යන්න අපි ගවේෂණය කරමු. සංස්කෘත භාෂාවෙන් ශ්‍රී ලංකාව යනු ගෞරවනීය දූපතයි. සැබැවින්ම උතුරු ඉන්දියා සාගරයේ පැබලෙන මැණිකක් ලෙස මෙම දූපතේ ජනතාව සුන්දර ස්වභාවික භූදසුන්, රසවත් තේ වර්ග, උසු පැල හා කුළු බඩු මෙන්ම හොඳින් ආරක්ෂා වූ සිරිත් අත්විඳිනවා. ශ්‍රී ලංකාවේ බෞද්ධ සිරිත් හා බැඳුණු නර්තනය ක්‍රිස්තු පූර්ව 4 සියවසේ ආරම්භ වූ අද්විතීය සම්ප්‍රදායක් වෙනවා. පරම්පරාවෙන් පරම්පරාවට පරිණාමයෙන් අදය ප්‍රධාන ආකාර තුනකින් පුළුල් ලෙස පුහුණු වී තිබෙන්නේ උඩරට පළාතෙන් නැත්නම් නුවර පළාතෙන් පැවතෙන උඩරට නැටුම්, පහතරට පළාතෙන් පැවතෙන පහතරට නැටුම් හා උඩරට හා පහතරට නැටුම්වල සංයෝගයකින් පැවතෙන සබරගමුව ප්‍රදේශයේ නැටුම් ලෙසයි. 1995 දී ගුණසේකර මහත්මිය ඇගේ දිගු කාලීන දැක්මක් වූ ජාතික නර්තන කණ්ඩායමක් පිහිටුවීමේ අරමුණ සහිතව කැනඩාවට පැමිණියා.
When Sri Lanka's image was a negative image that was coming on the public media, I was thinking that there is another side to Sri Lanka. There's a beautiful culture that is not portrayed. I learned dancing when I was in Sri Lanka and I have performed there. And this is one of the most important factors of our culture that needs to be brought forward to portray Sri Lanka and its culture and its people. People are very peace-loving, and that's what should be given to the people who doesn't know much about Sri Lanka. Also, there is an entire generation of Sri Lankan American or Sri Lankan Canadian kids who are growing up. They are Canadian citizens, but they also inherit a very important culture through their parents, and that needs to be given to them. It is extremely important that we do that, and then the kids will learn something about their home countries, and they will pass it on to the next generation. That's how the dancers have gone for 3,000 years in Sri Lanka. The mother or the father passed it on to the next generation.
1998 දී ශ්‍රී ලංකා යෞවන නර්තන කණ්ඩායම පිහිටුවීමේදී ඉදිරිපත් කිරීමේ නිවැරදි බව තහවුරු කිරීමට සෑම අංශයක් කෙරෙහිම ගුණසේකර මහත්මිය සවිස්තර අවධානයක් යොමු කළා.
The traditional costumes are designed specifically for the dance troupe by Malathi Vidyapati, whose son is actually one of the most premier male dancers in Sri Lanka. These are traditional families, so they have specific skills in choreography. Mm-hmm. The mother of this dancer is so wonderful and skilled in doing costume design. Mm-hmm. She will create one costume and she will never repeat that costume design again.
Oh, yes.
The music is specifically composed for this dance troupe, so some of them are not even performed in Sri Lanka. The choreography is specifically designed for us, so they become unique dance items. Not only in Canada, but also in Sri Lanka.
Vedikava mata eya yon ranga dakwannanta bindanaatmaka addakimak wenawa.
It's really fun to perform in front of an audience and wear all those cool costumes, and I just love to dance.
We have the peacock dance, and then we have the snake dance. And then our costumes are really nice, they're very colorful. We have like a headpiece,
mm-hmm.
and then we have a lot of like decorations on her.
Mm-hmm.
They're really colorful, vibrant, and our dance form is really unique. Most of our dances, they usually portray a story.
Mm-hmm.
So like the snake dance, the way the snake moves, just things like that, and it shows a lot of our culture through our dancing.
I have never come across a single kid who has joined my dance troupe who has said, I'm not interested, and has moved away.
Mm-hmm.
They are always fascinated with the music, the steps, of course, definitely they want to wear the costumes and put on makeup. As one small one came to mm-hmm. me and said, the best part of this thing is putting on makeup.
Sammukha sakatchavedi nartana kandayame samajikayinge vividathwaya gana api vismayata patthune. විශේෂයෙන්ම වයස් පරතරය සම්බන්ධයෙනුයි.
This is the first time actually I have even pre-kindergarten
wow.
kids performing for me. But I find them to be even easier because they seem to mimic the older members and picking up steps as they go. And the older members always help them along, so either they coach them or they take care of them, so it's one big family. Then the little ones become more secure, and that secureness is portrayed on the stage,
mm-hmm.
Always.
And whenever I'm performing with them, you just have this really good feeling, because it's just like you're just around family. When you are like nervous or something, it's just really nice to be performing with family.
විවිධ අයගින් යුත් කණ්ඩායම ඒකාබද්ධ කිරීමට උණුසුම් පවුලක් වැනි වායුගෝලය සහාය වෙනවා. කණ්ඩායමේ සමාජිකයින් අතර නර්තන සමාගමේ සාර්ථකත්වය වෙනුවෙන් පසුබිමින් ඉතා වැදගත් කාර්ය ඉටු කිරීමට කැපවුණු වීර පුද්ගලයනුත් සිටිනවා.
And I have compliments coming from all over the world on this mm-hmm. website. Her father is Patrick Silva, who does a lot of my stage decoration. Anytime I have a presentation, he does the stage decorations. And of course, I cannot forget all of my teachers back in Sri Lanka, because unless we have our teachers support in every possible way, it is not possible for us to move forward.
කොතරම් සත්කාරක හා අගය කළ යුතු සම්ප්‍රදායක්ද. මෙම පණිවිඩ වලින් පසුව අපි නැවතත් අපේ වැඩසටහන විකාශනය කරමු. කරුණාකර සුප්‍රීමාස ටෙලිවිෂන් සේවය සමග නැඳී සිටින්න.
You can bring a multicultural society together with each other's understanding of culture, and also let them be representatives of the Sri Lankan culture.
ප්‍රීමාස ටෙලිවිෂන් සේවයේ සෞන්දර්ය ආත්මක රාජන් හරහා කෙරෙන ආධ්‍යාත්මික සංචාරය තුළින් අපි ඔබව නැවතත් සාදරයෙන් පිළිගන්නේ කැනඩාවේ ඔටාවා නුවර ශ්‍රී ලංකා යවන නර්තන කණ්ඩායමේ නිර්මාතෘ හා සභාපතිනිය වන ගුණසේකර මහත්මිය සමග අපි කළ සම්මුඛ සාකච්ඡාවටයි. යවනීන්ට හා සමාජයට යන දෙපාර්ශ්වයටම යහපත සලසන නර්තන සම්ප්‍රදාය හා සම්බන්ධ කාලී ඇවෑමින් සම්මානනීය වූ සමහර සංස්කෘතික මූලධර්ම ගුණසේකර මහත්මිය පැහැදිලි කරනවා.
The Sri Lankan dance is called Pio dance, which is connected to rituals. And those rituals come both from Hinduism and Buddhism. For instance, before we start a practice session or before we start a class, we perform a very simple exercise with which we ask for the blessings of the parents and teachers and goddess of earth to keep our feet on the ground. And the concept of parents and teachers comes from Buddhism. We always respect our parents and teachers. And for the dancers, we think it is appropriate that we ask for the permission of Goddess Earth. A few years ago, I had this very small group of members getting on the stage. And as I said, we always have so much of respect towards the teachers. But I didn't expect that much from the smaller members. And I remember I was just asking them to get onto the stage. The lead dancer turned around and just did exactly as a very experienced dancer would do in Sri Lanka. And I was just amazed that how did this little one in just 2 years learn this aspect. Before you could get into that stage, it's extremely important that you get that blessing. Yeah, it remained in my memory. And also I think it is a very good indication that if given the proper circumstances and the guidance, they have a tendency to go more in the right direction. Respect towards each other is extremely important. It is specifically important when we live in a multicultural society where people come from all over the world with different customs, with different traditions. And I find that people are very fearful of what they don't know. When you have a neighbor who is from a different country whom you don't know anything about, you find I don't know what they are doing. But if you really know that some of these traditions do have some specific meaning to that, then that fear factor is taken off and you might find something similar in their own culture. So dance and music is very beautiful and anybody will come to their feet in appreciation of beauty. And dance is very good to break down these barriers, because if somebody sees a beautiful Sri Lankan dance, the next time they meet somebody from Sri Lanka, oh yes, I saw a nice Sri Lankan dance, and they get to talk and they become friends.
වසර ගණනාවක් පුරා කැනේඩියානු රජය ඇතුළු විවිධ සංස්කෘතික අවස්ථාවන්හිදී නර්තන ඉදිරිපත් කිරීමට ශ්‍රී ලංකා යවන නර්තන කණ්ඩායමට ආරාධනා ලැබී තියෙනවා.
We are becoming wider and wider known, especially among the federal government of Canada. We have performed for the Department of Foreign Affairs, the Department of Defense, and we have some other requests from the federal government as we go along. So it is quite a wide audience.
Sri Lanka yawana nattana kandayame wedasatahan adhyakshikawaha nattana shilpiniyak wana Erika Usliyanage menaviya narabannan samagalada addakim අප සමග මෙසේ සාකච්ඡා කළා.
being part of a Sri Lankan dance group is a great way for me to learn about the culture, to learn about the traditions of Sri Lanka, and it gives me a way to express those traditions. I feel that that all the girls act as cultural ambassadors for Sri Lanka, because we're spreading something spiritual, something traditional to the Canadian community that they wouldn't necessarily get to see. I think that it's a wonderful opportunity for us to showcase something beautiful and cultural about Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is beautiful, a beautiful island full of beautiful people with such a rich cultural tradition that it's really important to us as students of the dance form to be able to showcase it and to showcase what a wonderful country we come from. And mm-hmm. I think there's numerous incidents following performances where we have people coming up to us and saying, you know, I've never seen anything like that before. Mm-hmm. And I think that is what makes it so worth it.
Uttiyogi Pratichareya Sri Lanka ya Wananathana Kandayame Jayagrahane Sahathika Karanni. Gunasekara Mahatmiyata ovunge karya sandaha wada visishta dakmak tiyenawa.
The dance troupe from the very early days has been linked to the Odyssey Theatre of Ottawa, which Laurie Stevens is the artistic director. She has been to Sri Lanka and she fell in love with the Kolam Theatre, which belongs to the low country form of dance, mm-hmm. which is a full mast theatre form. And for many, many years we have been trying to incorporate that theatre form into the Canadian theatre and the Odyssey Theatre productions. And we and Laurie Stevens of Odyssey Theatre really hoped that we would be able to come up with a theatre production here in Canada, and she hopes to take it to Sri Lanka all the way, and Sri Lanka Youth Dance Troupe will be a part of it.
Sri Lankawe sampradayika jananatum samaga sanskrutika huwamaruwa pravartanaya kirima gana obe hrudayangama kathawa ap samaga beda ganima wenuin Rukmal Gunasekara mahatmiyata ha Sri Lanka yawuna nattana kandayame samajikeyinta ape avanka stutiya api obata samada visishta jayagrahanayak prarthana karamu. For more details about the Sri Lanka Youth Dance Troupe, please visit www.srilankadancetroupe.org. කාරුණික නරඹන්නනි, සුප්‍රීම් මාස් ටෙලිවිෂන් සේවයේ සෞන්දර්යාත්මක රාජයන් හරහා කෙරෙන ආධ්‍යාත්මික සංචාරයේ වැඩසටහන සමග එක්වීම වෙනුවෙන් ඔබට ස්තුතියි. මීළඟට නිර්මාංශකත්වය, ශ්‍රේෂ්ඨ ජීවන මාර්ගය, ප්‍රවෘත්ති විකාශනයට අනතුරුව ශ්‍රී ලංකාවේත් ලෝකේත් සිටින දයාබර මිනිසුන් සාමයේ හා සෞභාග්‍යයේ ආශිර්වාද ලබත්වා. Gentle viewers, thank you for joining us today on a journey through aesthetic realms on Supreme Master Television. Up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after noteworthy news. May the caring people of Sri Lanka and the world be blessed with peace and prosperity.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.